Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we all know crime continues to plague the city. And it almost sounds like a Batman movie when I say that, but it is almost that bad. Glade Bilby joins us, president of French Quarter Citizens. Talk about what's going on in the quarter. How you doing, Glade?
I'm good, Tommy, and you this morning.
Okay, what's the newest bad news, I guess, would be car break-ins now?
Well, it is. I think a lot of people saw that story about 30 or so cars broken into at the parking lot on Canal Street near Canal Place. So, and that is going around. It happens in a lot of neighborhoods.
You know, what's terrible about that, and we had, I think, Councilperson Harris with us yesterday, and we were talking about how many people carry guns, and I understand why they do in the city to protect themselves, but if they don't have a concealed carry permit and they're going into the city to eat or drink or have fun or what have you, even for business, they leave the gun in the car, then these break-ins happen, and just like that, you got more guns on the street. And she suggested, I don't know how you could do this in a pickup truck, but put it in a trunk, lock it up, hide it, do whatever you have to do. And I think that's something very important that people need to remember if they're going to be carrying a gun in their car and parking in New Orleans, really anywhere.
Well, it's unfortunate that we're even talking about carrying guns on your person. But I think maybe that's the situation that we're in.
You know what's happening, though, Glade. Ignoring it, obviously, is not going to do any good. I'm just, right. You know. Go ahead.
No, I agree. What we've got to do is kind of just, as we talked about before, have a little bit more culture of compliance going on where we stop some of this just opportunistic sort of crimes that people say, hey, there's a car open. Maybe there's something on the back seat. Break the windows. I mean, you know, it gets endemic. Once it gets started, it gets hard to stop.
The mayor yesterday had a press conference about the police, and let me preface this by saying that a big part of the crime problem in New Orleans, if not the major part, is the shortage of police officers and NOPD being understaffed. That being said, is that really the problem in the French Quarter? Because I know there are some different resources that you have that perhaps other parts of the city do not, for which you pay, right?
Right, and a lot of people remember the quarter for the quarter that was put in maybe 6 years ago at this point. So we do have supplemental police patrol, which I think that is effective. As if you look at some of the numbers from the Metropolitan Crime Commission, the quarter is relatively safe by comparison to the rest of the city. Our carjackings are down, holdups are down, robberies are down. Our numbers are fairly good in the 8th District here in the quarter. And I think it's because we do have additional patrols here, but it comes at a cost as well.
So what is it that you talk to the city about? What is it that, I don't know, do you talk to the city? I know Mayor Cantrell had a press conference yesterday, and the reason I prefaced my statements to you about that not really being an issue in the French Quarter, and of course you pay for extra police protection. I know somebody that is a pedicab driver, and she texted me, are you listening to the mayor? She's a blank blank, nail polish and shorts. Are you kidding me? Do you think, I don't want to put you in a bad political spot here, Glade, but what do you think of the mayor's comments yesterday as it relates to the problems with NOPD and crime in the city?
Tommy, it's unfortunate that she focused on the response of the news media. You don't focus on the good news, you focus on the bad news. I don't think she's really grasping the depth of the problem. And I had a policeman talk to me yesterday and say that, you know, to allow people to have shorts or longer hair or wear particular nail polish is not going to do anything to the morale of the police department and the actual consent decree obligations that I think they've been under now for a little over 10 years or so. So I think she's she's missing the boat in talking about something that will really solve some of the problems that we have here and across the city, not just in the French Quarter.
Yeah, we had Michael Glasser on, Captain Michael Glasser, president of Pano, that gave us chapter and verse other than names. And these were all points of public record where Public Integrity Bureau members lied about fellow officers. And she said, I think the council introduced a measure yesterday about maybe doing away with cronyism and nepotism in NOPD. And my question was, well, really, if you need to have to put that at this level of management, if you need to let the manager know that that's not acceptable through a city ordinance, then maybe it's time to shake some things up. We'll take a break and pick it up here when we come back. If you all have any comments or questions, 504-260-1870, especially if you heard the mayor's comments yesterday. Newell didn't think a lot about them. I didn't think a lot of them either. I think it's, again, this blaming the media bit. I don't know of any media outlet that's ever said anything bad about a policeman. They say that there's an extreme shortage of officers, and every media piece that I've ever heard, including anything that I've ever said or we've said here in WWL, is never against any NOPD officer. It's about the department and the challenges they face and some of the problems within the department, headed by Sean Ferguson at the behest of Mayor Cantrell. So nice try, Mayor, but if you think you're going to push all this on the media and make up some stuff that's not true, you're wrong, you're ignoring the problem, and I don't see where anything's going to get better with that attitude and with your continuing to blame everybody but yourself. And you know the number. You're welcome to call in if you want. 651 9 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thank you for getting your Friday morning started or your weekend started or wrapping up your week, depending on your left or right-handed, I guess. We're talking to Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizens. Glade, I'm just wondering, in terms of crime in a quarter, if police presence and numbers are not a problem, what is the problem, as far as you're concerned, from your neighbors, from business owners, with crime? And I guess, taking a step back, is it really a big problem in the quarter?
Well, I think it is a big problem because we have a lot of tourists here. So it does attract a lot of, let's say, criminal element, because that's where the money is. It's like the Willie Sutton thing, go where the money is for the bank. Well, I think that it's a pervasive problem in the entire city, Tommy. I mean, it's not something that is just particular to the quarter, but what happens in Gentilly, Lakeview, New Orleans East, Algiers, it affects everybody's attitude in the entire city. So helping with the police department, making the police department a little better place to work and not making it so onerous to be a policeman would be helpful all over the place. And as I'm noticing a little bit in the quarter, we're having less people during the week. We're having less tourists during the week. And I already know that a lot of locals don't want to come down to the quarter because of parking issues and perception of crime, true or not true. So, I mean, if we start impacting the tourism economy, we're going to be in a bad shape in New Orleans overall. So, I mean, it's a bigger problem than just the French Quarter.
You know, that's an interesting question that I'll ask Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor. He's coming up next. And that is, if tourists that are thinking about coming from New Orleans can discern between New Orleans being the murder capital of the United States, as some are saying we are now and as the statistics bear out, and the French Quarter, because I know if I'm planning a vacation and I'm thinking about going to Seattle, maybe I don't know enough to think, all right, well, the whatever district of Seattle I've never been is safe, and it's Seattle in general that you want to avoid. Either way, just saying that out loud makes me think it can't be good. Are your friends in the business community starting to say that the cash register is beginning to be impacted, that their sales are down, profits are down?
I was with someone last night who has a business in the quarter, or actually on Frenchman Street, and his receipts from this month are down by comparing to a month a year ago. So, I mean, that's quite a comparison. So he feels it. To another person with a restaurant in inside of the quarter feel it at the same time. So I think, you know, we can't, as a friend of mine says, this is our city. We can't let crime force us out of here. But again, we have to be cognizant of it. And that said, before we get off the radio, This weekend is Satchmo Summerfest at the Mint, which is really a nice time for the weekend. come down and celebrate the story of Louis Armstrong and the history. And there's a lot of music and great things happening this weekend down here at the Mint on Esplanade at the River.
Thank you, Glade. And try the red bean and rice ice cream. Have you had it?
No.
They do have it. They really do. Try it.
I believe it. I believe it.
Let me know what you think. God bless you, man. Thank you. I appreciate your time, as always.
Okay, thanks.
Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens. Give me a text here at 504-260-1870. If you're a local person in a metropolitan area, do you not go to New Orleans anymore at night? Is crime a consideration? Do you carry a gun when you come in? I'd like to hear what your story is. 504-260-1870. Back in a flash.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.